Praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana, Pastor Jose and Patricia. We want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church at a Big Bend, a church you can call home where we honor God, love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence, and we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. Bible says that we're his ministers of reconciliation. So who is he going to send? He's going to send us. He's going to send you. Amen. You're a child of God. So he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, every person. Amen. So praise God. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves. Amen. Just like you prepare yourselves for a great meal. Some enchiladas. You prepare yourself, and I'm ready, man. I taste them already. Sister brought some goodies, man. I can't wait to have another one. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. Today we're going to be talking about this. Listen, and we're to shout it. Before I continue, I just want to say thank you, praise team, because you led us in some praise music, some praise songs that really blessed me. Amen. And we're going to be talking today about victory is mine daily. Amen. But you got to shout it. If you have victory, if you win, you're not going to be silent. You're going to, hey, my team won, So I'm not going to be silent. I'm just saying, oh, wow, great. No, praise God, Jesus won this battle. He defeated Satan. So, I have victory on a daily basis. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Victory is mine daily. So be excited, child of God. Don't be sad. It says the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. So, it's no time to be doom and gloom, We're not to go preach the sad news. We're to go preach the good news. Amen. The cheerful news. Be excited. Amen. So praise God. Listen, God wants to use you. He's not finished with you. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Be available, and be a participator, not a spectator. He didn't say go spectate. He says go and participate. And he's sending his body out into the world, a lost world, amen, to bring the good news. The Bible says also that you can do all things through Christ. So don't go around talking negative things and saying, I can't, I can't, I can't. He says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Amen. I need strength. Whatever you need, you go to him. I guarantee you, Jesus went to the Father on a daily basis and says, Father, these people are mean. These people are ugly. These people are this way and that way and that way. But I need your strength. If Jesus went, so can we. He's there for you. His Bible says he sits at the right hand of God interceding for us because he knows what he went through, so he knows we're going through the same thing. But if God helped his son, he's going to help us. Amen. He's helping us. So, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Be a winner, be a champion, and be an overcomer for him. See yourself this way. Don't see yourself down and out. Don't see yourself a loser because he didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. And you know what? This is our message. Victory is mine daily, on a daily basis. But we got to feed in the word and stay in the word, meditate in the word, and let the word of God flow out of you. Amen. So today I want you to sit and be little sponges and just take up all this, soak up all the word God has for you. Amen. So you know what? If your neighbor don't want any, you soak it up and take it. Amen. Too bad he was asleep or she was asleep, We don't come here to play church. We are the church. Amen. So, man, this word is for me. Amen. So I'm going to receive what God has for me. Amen. If you just saying, well, it's just Brother Jose. Well, that's too bad because I'm just the vessel bringing his word. And you receive whatever word he has. Amen. And you know what? I never tell you this before, but whoever's up here preaching, pray for them. Say, Lord, bless them. You know why? Because the enemy is going to try to stop. The enemy is going to try to bring all kind of distractions. I'm going to stay focused. Lord, bless your vessel. Amen. That they may deliver this message with no interruptions. Amen. And I'm going to receive this from you. I'm not going to receive just from pastor. I'm going to receive from you, Lord. See yourself that way. I'm just his vessel. And I'm sharing what he's told me to share. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. You know what? I'm excited. But grab your Bible, soldier of God, mighty warrior of God, and let's make this declaration together. Amen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. I'm excited. Listen, the Bible tells us the mind is the battlefield. And what does the enemy try to do? He, not only him, but he uses people. Amen. And he can put thoughts there. But you don't have to be obedient to those thoughts. Amen. You say, wait a minute, that don't line up with the word of God. I ain't receiving that. That's not for me. Amen. Because he's going to use people to come and tell you that you are nobody. You are no good. You can't do anything. Amen. Whatever. I say, you know what? That's not what the word of God says. That's not from God. So I rebuke that. I renounce that. I delete that. I don't receive that. And press on with the things of God. Amen. See yourself the way he sees you. Whew, I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you. And I already gave our folks here a quick reading on this. But I want you to read this. You watching, you listening. Never feel unqualified to serve the Lord. He didn't put you here to sit. He put you here to serve. The Bible tells us in Matthew that Jesus came to serve, not to be served. Amen. When you go to a restaurant, when you go somewhere, somebody's going to come up and they won't serve you. So listen, never feel unqualified to serve the Lord. God looks at your heart. He don't look at your past. And what does the enemy and what the people try to do? They try to bring your past. You were down and out. You were a nobody. Amen. You're a new child in Christ, in God, in 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, you're a new creature in Christ. The old is gone, the new is in. So don't be a prisoner of your past. That is gone. Let it go. He says, forgive and forget. If Jesus can forgive and forget, so can you. And every time it pops in your head, you say, Jesus has forgiven me. You know what? You're talking to the wrong person. I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm a new person in Christ. See yourself that way. Don't let nobody pull you down, take you down. Amen. Whew, hallelujah, that blesses me. Man, we had church already. And listen to this one. You go nowhere by accident. Bloom where you are. Whatever you are, God has put you there. See yourself that way. God put you there. Wherever you go, God is sending you. Wherever you go nowhere by accident. God has a purpose in you being there. Christ, who dwells in you, has something he wants to do through you where you are. God wants to do something through you. You know what? Every one of us, go and preach the gospel to every creature, everybody out there. But he wants to use you. You're a child of God. You're born again. So who is he going to use? He's going to use you, the body of Christ. Amen. So believe this. Go in God's grace, his love, and his power. Where we are is God's gift to us. He's gifted every one of us. And he's gifted us different, you know, so we don't have to compete against each other. Amen. What we become is our gift back to him. Amen. And you know what? When you do this, one day you're going to walk, step into heaven, and he's going to say, welcome home, good and faithful servant. Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh, he got great plans for you. Amen. Praise God. And you know what we were talking this morning, and we were talking about overseas, way overseas. And I said, man, you know what? I'm so glad that we can pray, because there's no distance in prayer. Amen. And I got one for prayer that says this: prayer, the key that delivers you from any situation. Whatever is coming against you, you know what? You pray and give it to him. Cast it on him. Give it to him. It says it opens and closes doors. You know what? We can open new doors to be blessed, where we can close old doors that the enemy can use, people can't use against you anymore. Prayer is a telephone to heaven. Have you talked to him lately? He said he's knocking, but we need to answer. Amen. When the phone rings, oh no, not him again. Oh no, not her again. Well, Jesus is calling. We need to pick up. He wants to talk to you. He's got a great assignment for you. Amen. Says, never a busy, lost, or no service signal. Father always wants to hear from his children. Amen. He's our Heavenly Father. We're his children. Amen. He wants to hear from you and what you have to say. And listen, it is. God answers prayer. Or you can say GAP, G-A-P. God answers prayer. If you pray to Him, He's going to answer in His timing. Okay, so don't go second guessing Him. Amen. Praise God. I got one more. And then we're going to get started. Victory is mine. So walk by faith. Living by faith is not something we try. It's a lifestyle. Don't be surprised when things get tough at times. And things get tough. But you know what? When things get tough, the tough get going. Amen. So be tough for Him, child of God. But know that you always come out on top if you endure tough times as a child of God. Satan will challenge you. Keep standing by faith, even when things look bad. Do it when it's hard. Do it when it's easy. Stand by faith because faith pleases God. If you refuse to faint and fall away, you will have victory. And we're going to use this scripture here in a few minutes, but we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by fear. He's not giving us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to be talking about victory is mine daily. And you know what? You can shout it. I know your college team won yesterday. And your whatever professional football team is going to win today. You know what? You just don't say they won. You're going to shout it out. You know, and when you get around your friends, you know, you're going to tell them, man, them Cowboys lost again. No, you're going to shout, man, they won. Praise God. Amen. So you're going to shout. Don't just hold it back. As a matter of fact, praise team, we sang a song a few minutes ago, and it says, victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. And I told Satan, get thee behind, because victory today is mine. And you know what? On a daily basis, he's going to come against you. And he's going to try to bring all the past again. He's going to try to all the no good stuff, all them lies on you. That's all he's got, is lies. And you know, he's going to use that. But you know what? Say, hey, Satan, get thee behind. Praise God. I'm pressing on. I'm pressing on with Jesus. Amen. Love is mine. Joy is mine. Peace is mine. Praise God. Amen. So, you know what? Don't just hold back. Press on. He says, press on. Amen. Woo. Praise God. Keep going. Victory is mine daily, on a daily basis. We're not fighting for victory. We're fighting from victory. Because Jesus has already defeated Satan. Amen. So, you know what? We're on God's winning team. And, you know, we never lose unless you let your guard down. Unless you allow yourself to let the enemy or let somebody take you down. Don't let nobody take that from you. Amen. This is for you. So, we're fighting from victory. Hallelujah. Keep going. It says, are you going to be a victor or a victim? But the choice is yours. You don't have to listen to those lies anymore. Amen. If God has forgiven and forgotten them, you know, he's still using the same old tricks. He ain't got any new tricks. All he's got is them same old lies. And he's going to use people also to try to bring them lies back on you. So you know what? That's the past. Let it go. Don't be a prisoner of that past. Keep going. That's good right there. Woo, hallelujah. So 1 John 5 and 4 says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith. We got to stand in faith in what the Word of God says. But you got to get the Word in you. Amen. You got to get the Word in you. And you know what? When you follow the Word, it's got to come out of you. Amen. It's got to come out of you. When you got the Word of God in you, you're going to have victory. And you're going to have joy. And that joy of God, of the Lord, is our strength. Amen. Woo. So, fear has got to go. And the Amplified says, for everyone born of God is victorious and overcomes the world. We're talking about negative people. Amen. And this is the victory that has conquered and overcome the world. Our continuing persistent faith in Jesus, the Son of God. So we got to continue to walk in faith. Amen. I guarantee you, Jesus walked in faith each and every day. Amen. But he was around the negative people all the time. And all they wanted to do was crucify him until they welcomed him to Jerusalem one day. He walked in, man. They counted him. He is King of Kings, you know. And they were so happy. A week later, they was crucifying him. Oh, come on. So, the next one. The next one says, 1 Corinthians 15, 57 says, but New King James says, but thanks be to God who's give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Says, let's not forget about Jesus Christ. He brought us victory. He gave us victory. And the Amplified says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory as conquerors. Amen. As conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we can't forget about Jesus Christ. Didn't say nothing else. Nobody else. He says, but Jesus Christ. And as a matter of fact, John is not on here, but it's John 14:56 says that that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody goes to the Father except through Him. Amen. Through Him, Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way. Woo, praise God. Keep going. These are good. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Matthew 6:33 in the NIV says, I like the way the NIV says it. It says, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Don't bring in tomorrow, and don't bring the next day, and the next day, and the next week, and the next month problems. Today has got enough problems of itself. But you know what He wants us to do? Again, He wants us to cast it on Him and give it to Him, because He wants us to be free from all of this. No extra waste, no extra distractions coming against us. Amen. So we can go and do what He wants us to do and be victorious. Amen. Woo, praise God. Thank you. Keep going. There you go. We talked about this a few minutes ago, and I use three translations here. It says, 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we live by what? Believing, and not by seeing. Everybody wants to see first before I believe. I got to see it first before I believe it. But you know what? If you have faith in Him, you're gonna believe before you see it. Amen. In 2 Corinthians 5:7, New King James says, we walk by faith, not by sight. And in the Amplified says, for we walk by faith, not by sight, living our lives in a manner consistent with our confident beliefs in God's promises. Amen. I mean, we're going to stand in faith in whatever God has given us, those promises He's given us. Amen. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Says believing, obeying God's word, and stepping out in faith. That's what we do. Believing, obeying God's word, and step out in faith. Every day you got to step out. You know, you got to get up. First thing you got to do is say, thank you, Jesus, for waking me up. Thank you, Lord, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Before I go out into the world, man, this world is going to try to eat your lunch in a heartbeat. And if you're not prepared spiritually, you got to prepare yourself before you go out. Amen. Because if you're in the flesh, they're going to have your lunch in a heartbeat. Amen. Praise God. For we believers walk by faith, not by sight, not by fear. It doesn't matter what the circumstances look like, conditions, situations, settings, your surroundings. It doesn't matter. You're walking by faith, not by sight. Amen. It doesn't matter what the anxieties, the worries, the cares, the concerns, the fears, the problems. Always magnify Him and not the anxieties, not the cares, not the problems, and not the fears. Amen. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Philippians 4:6 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Amen. Oh, man, these are great scriptures. Write them down. Or open your Bibles and check it out. Amen. He says, Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. Amen. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And 1 Peter 5:7-8 says, casting all care upon Him, because what? Because He cares for you. And verse 8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. The Amplified says, casting all cares, all anxieties, all worries, and all your concerns once and for all on Him, for He cares about you with deepest affection. And watches over you very carefully. Be sober, well-balanced, and self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times. Why? Because the enemy of yours, it tells you who your enemy is. people are not your enemies. The devil is your enemy. Amen. Because we are to go and share the gospel with all people. That's not your enemies. Amen. If they don't know Jesus, they're going to act like your enemy, but they're not your enemies. Pray for them. Amen. They need Jesus too. You know, the reason they act in that way is because they don't know Jesus. Amen. But he's going to use you and your testimony to share with them and sow the word in them so that they can come to Christ. Amen. Sometimes we forgive. We don't want to forget. We don't want to forgive, but we got to remember he forgave us, so we need to forgive. Amen. Jesus was at the cross. Before he surrendered himself to the Father, he says, Father, forgive him. Amen. And Father forgives them, you know, but they got to go through Jesus. Amen. If Father can forgive, Jesus forgave, we need to forgive also. Don't hold it against them. Say, Lord, bless them, use them, meet all their needs, Lord. And I pray they come to knowing you as Lord and Savior. Amen. It says, the enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around as a roaring, like a roaring lion, fiercely hungry, seeking someone to devour, consume, demolish, dispose of. I put that extra there. That's me. Say, devour. What's devour mean? He wants to eat you up. He wants to eat you up. Amen. You're a child of God. You know what? If you're a child of God, he's your enemy. Amen. So praise God. It says, it doesn't matter what odds look like. Listen to this. Just a few examples. David and Goliath. You know, David's no match to the big giant. This is a monster man. A giant man. But you know what? David was a little shepherd boy to be king of Israel. But God, he knew his God. Amen. He knew his God and God knew him. And you know what? They try to, the king Saul tried to fit him with his armor. So he said, you got to wear this armor, you know, going against this giant, you know. People are going to do that to you. They're going to try to do these things to you. He says, no. He says, I can't wear this. This is not me. I'm going to be who God called me to be. I'm going to be the original he made me to be. I'm not going to be somebody else. You want him to put this on, you know, that's not what God has given me. God hasn't gifted me that way. He's gifted me this way. I'm going to be the little shepherd boy. And you know what I use? I use my slingshot. So when the lion came, when the bear came, you know, God protected me, so he's going to protect me now. And he picked up the stone and put it in this slingshot and went out there and slaughtered that giant. Amen. So we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Well, that's my next scripture. But David and Goliath. David, defeated him. The walls of Jericho. The walls of Jericho were so wide, they ran races, chariot races around there were so wide. So how are we going to knock it down and get in there to do what God wants us to do? You know what? God gave him a plan. And he told him what to do. He said, put your praise and worshipers up front and march around the city. And you know what? He said, I don't understand this. This is not the way we fight. But we are being obedient what God wants us to do. So you know what? It's good to listen to him and obey what he tells you to do. So he did. And guess what? When they blew the trumpet, the walls came down. And they walked across. And they went and defeated and did what God wanted them to do. Amen? Woo! He wants to do the same with you. He says, victory is mine. Victory is mine because why? Because I'm being obedient to what God wants me to do. Amen? Praise God. Jonah in the belly of the way of the big fish. I say big fish. He come to his senses. And he did what God wanted. Finally, he said, I'll do what you want me to do. Don't get in that situation. Just be obedient, you know, and receive and do what he wants you to do. Just I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Don't find yourself in the belly of the whale before you say, okay, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. Sometimes we do that, you know. We get ourselves in all kinds of troubles. And we find ourselves in prison. Or we find ourselves down and out. And then we say, okay, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Daniel in the lion's den, you know, he made him change. He says, hey, we saw Daniel praying. He's not supposed to be doing that. And the king had already put this out. You know, don't do that. So they threw him in the lion's den. But you know what? He was standing on the word, and he's believing God. God would deliver him. He shut their mouth. And when King came to check on Daniel, you know what? Daniel was still there. And them lions was just sitting on the side there. They're staring at him and saying, a good steak. Moses at the Red Sea. He said, okay, you wanted me to lead your people out? And you're at the Red Sea, and the Egyptian army right behind him. He said, what am I going to do? Lord, help me. He did. He parted the Red Sea, and then walked through on dry ground. Amen. All the way through. And when the army came in and they started walking through, you know what? He closed it. So whatever's coming against you, God will take care of it. All you got to do is trust him, have faith, and surrender it to him. Give it to him. Why are you still holding on to him? He didn't say, give me half of it. He didn't say, you know, just a little bit. No, he says, give it all to me. He says, cast it all on me. We're still holding on to it. Don't. God's ability, listen, well, says you can put your name there. Scratch it and put your name there. Jose can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And you can put your name there. In the Amplified says, I can do all things which he has called me to do. Who's called you to do it? He calls you to do it. If he calls you to do it, guess what? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Through him who strengthens me and empowers me, whatever it takes. He's already strengthened and empowered me to fulfill his purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confidence. Peace. Amen. So praise God. Again, but you got to know what the word says. So you got to spend time in the word. Spend time in his word and get it in you. So you know that the word of God is going to flow out of you. Out of your innermost being is going to flow rivers of living water. Amen. So don't exclude yourself. Include yourself. Involve yourself. Be participant. Ooh, I like this. It says, don't limit God. Sometimes we speak the wrong things and say the wrong things. Don't limit him. Amen. Don't limit him. God is bigger than anyone or anything coming against you. Amen. He said, we're going to go to the other side. And they got on the ship and they went to the other side. They're going across the other side. And guess what? A storm rises up. Jesus already said, we're going to the other side. When he says we're going to the other side, you got to have faith and believe. He already spoke it. So guess what? We're going to make it. And doesn't matter what storms rise up, we're going to make it. But they had doubt. So they come and woke him up. Don't you care we perish? He says, man, where's your faith? Psalms 118:24 says, this is the day the Lord has made. You got to say this yourself each and every day. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amplify says, this is the day which God has saved me in this day which the Lord has made. Let Jose rejoice and be glad in it. I wrote this at the bottom here because that's our word for today. This is the day the Lord has made, and I have victory. Victory is mine daily. Amen. He's given me a new day, and you know what? I'm going to go out and do what he wants me to do, and I'm going to have victory, and I'm going to speak victory. I'm not going to speak defeat. So you got to be careful what you say. Don't let the negative words come out of your mouth. I'm not going to let it. So you control the words you say because of what Jesus has already done. What has he done? It says in 1 John 1:9-10 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Amen. So you know what? If you have faults, you don't have to go to nobody else. You don't have to come to a pastor. You go right to him and you say, Lord, I've sinned against you. I repent. Come to my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, he's going to forgive you of whatever sins you've done. But you go to him. You don't have to come to me. You don't have to go to another person. You go straight to him. Amen. He already knows. He knows the worst about you and loves you the most. Amen. So let's remember that. Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid it all, and all to him I owe. So, amen. You belong to him. whether you know it or not. You watching, you listening. You've sinned. But you know what? You can go to him and you confess and invite him to be your Lord and Savior, or rededicate your life. You know, you've asked him before and you got out in sin again. You know what? And you say, hey, Lord, restore me. I confess my sin. And you know he will. Amen. He will. He's not finished with you. He's not finished with you. Don't give up on yourself. Amen. Because he's not finished with you. He's got great plans for you. And none of them include defeat. Amen. All you got to do is confess it and get it out of you. Cast it on him and says, get up and press on. Go. Amen. John 8:36 says, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. If he's freed you, you know you're free. There's nothing holding you back except yourself or the lies, if you start listening to those lies again. Amen. Amplify says, so if the Son makes you free, then you are unquestionably free. Amen. So let's remember this. Amen. If the Son, Jesus, set you free, you will be free indeed. He made a way for us to be with him. Amen. He defeated death, hell, and the grave. Amen. So we can be with him. And we can be on his winning team. And that's what we're talking about. If you're on God's winning team, guess what? Victory is mine on a daily basis. And I got to remind myself, you need to write that down somewhere so you can see it on a daily basis. Amen. Victory is mine. Amen. Not defeat. Did you say defeat? No. We used to speak that all the time. We used to sing that all the time. Now we sing, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Amen. And Proverbs 18:21 says, listen, I put in the message. I use the message here because I like the way it says it. It says, words kill. Words give life. They are either poison or fruit. You choose. You plant your garden. You reap what you sow or what you plant. Man, it can't get no plainer than that. Words kill. Words give life. So you know what? Them negative words you've been speaking, don't speak them anymore. Because you got to think it before you speak it. So you know what? You got to load your gun up before you can fire it. Amen. So you know what? If I think it, I'm not going to shoot it out if it's negative. If it's positive, if it's the word of God, I can speak it out. Because it's going to bless me. Or it's going to go and do and accomplish what it's going out to do. And I'm sowing good seed, not bad seed. Amen. Because I want good seed. I want good things to grow in my garden. Amen. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. The choice is yours. You choose. It says, where's it say? It says, words kill, words give life. They are either poison or fruit, but you choose. Amen. And you know what? Don't be a people pleaser. Be a God pleaser. I'm not going to say it just to please my friends. If that's your friends, you need to find you some new friends. Because I'm not there to please them. The New King James says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. The Amplified says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it and indulge in it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of the word. You know, well, I gave it to them. No, it's going to come back to you. It's your garden you're sowing in. So I don't want bad seed in my garden. Amen. It says, knowing his word is knowing the truth. And John 8:32 says, and you shall know the truth, his truth, and the truth is going to make you free. But it's time you be free, you know. Be free from all the negative things you've said. And don't say them anymore. I want to be set free. I know I'm going to know what the word of God says. I'm going to open it, read it, meditate and study it. And it's going to set me free from mindsets. It's going to set me free from negative stuff. I'm not going to say those things anymore. Amplified, you will know the truth regarding salvation, and the truth will set you free from the penalty of sin. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Fear not. Know that you have victory in him. Learn to stand on his victory and his truth, and know that victory is mine. Victory is mine. Amen. Praise God. What Jesus wanted for me. But you know what? I need to stay in that victory by speaking and doing what the Word of God tells me to do. Feel free to cast the cares, the worries of the world, defeat, lonely, hopeless, falsely accused. Remember one thing. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind." Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. The Amplified says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear or timidity or cowardice or fear, but He has given us a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound judgment and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control." Amen. Ooh. Be in control. Know that God has not given you a spirit of fear, but know that you have the power. Amen. And love and of a sound mind. Jesus paid a full price, and He is sure victory, and is your sure victory. Amen. So Jesus still uses them. He still uses them. And one example is Peter. Peter brought thousands into the kingdom of God. He won thousands of souls into the kingdom of God, but he denied Jesus 3 times. God used a lot of people that had come against him. He didn't give up on them. We don't want to give up on ourselves, because he don't give up on us. He went to the cross so that we could have victory. Amen. And he still used Peter. Who am I going to send? Well, Peter, it says, God used Peter after denying Jesus 3 times. In Acts 22 and 41, it says, 3,000 souls were added into the body of believers. In Acts 4 and 4, in the Amplified, it says, another 5,000 men were saved, and not including women and children. The total numbers of souls saved was probably around 10 to 15,000 people, including women and children. But you know what? He could have said, Peter, you denied me 3 times. I can't use you anymore. That's what people say. That's what the enemy says. God can't use you anymore. You know, you said this, you've done this. No, he forgives and forget. We need to do the same thing. Jesus didn't forget. He still used Peter. Amen. So there's always hope for you and for me. Fight the good fight of faith on a daily basis. Amen. So praise God. We're going to close with that. Know that God wants to use you. The main thing is we got to renew our minds to what the Word of God says. Keep going. They're right there. It says Romans 12:2. It says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Amen. That's what we got to do. Where's the battlefield? The mind. So we got to renew it with what the Word of God says. Not what people say, not what the world says, but what the Word of God says. If it's not lining up with the Word, then accept what the Word says, not what people say. Because they're going to try to hurt you, and they're going to try to pull you back into the past. And we don't live there no more. My daily attitude is this: victory is mine on a daily basis. Love is mine, joy is mine, peace is mine, happiness is mine, prosperity is mine, and every promise in the Bible is mine. Know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. And in closing, know everything we ever needed for victory in every situation was provided for us at the cross. Amen. And it wasn't finished until Jesus says, "Forgive them." And then he says, it's done. It's done. That's why we can boldly and confidently say, "Victory is mine when I put my faith and trust in him." So remember to do this. Shout. Say, shout it, sing it, confess it, say it, and believe it, and obey it. Amen. Praise God. Do you receive, church? Amen. That's for me. I say, sit there like little sponges and receive and receive all the word God has for you. Amen. So praise God. If you receive from Jose, you receive from the wrong. Receive from the Lord. Amen. So praise God. Those of you watching, those of you listening, you know what? If you have never confessed him as your Lord and Savior, now's the time. Or if you've accepted him and fallen by the wayside, you know what? It's time to get renewed. and get refreshed and press on with the things of God. All you have to do is say, Lord, I've sinned against you. I repent. Come to my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Lord, I'm ready to do more for you. Amen. And you know what? He's not giving up on you. We give up on him. And we don't see ourselves the way he sees us. He sees us winners. He sees us champions. And he sees us overcomers. He sees us being able to do all things through him who strengthens us. Amen. So see yourself the way he sees you. Amen. If you have sickness in your body, you know, do what I do. I speak the word of God over my body each and every day. Say, no malfunctions in this body, no sickness in this body. This is not from God. There's no sickness in heaven he can give you. Heaven is perfect. Amen. So you know what? It's a lie. I rebuke all sickness. I command all sickness to go in Jesus' name. I don't receive it in my body. No malfunctions in my body. Body says, the word of God says, by Jesus Christ, I'm well and I'm healed. So I call myself healed. Don't call your problem. Just say, by Jesus Christ, I'm healed. I don't care how many times you got to say it. Body, line up with the word of God and receive your healing now in Jesus' name. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Time to give. If you're watching, just go to our website. It should be on your screen there. It says NBCBigBen.com. Hit that donate button. If for mail, NBC PO Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. And for Cash App, go to New Beginnings Church at a Big Bend. We just want to say God bless you, God loves you, and thank you. Praise God. Amen.